Good afternoon and welcome to Your Music Lesson here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett and we will spend today's program with Eric Nordstrom and Jason Repko. Nordstrom is in the bands Farmington Hill and the Lawnchair Kings, and Repko is the former program director of KDUR, and these two are the ones that got KDUR Cover Nights off the ground nearly 20 years ago. So we will spend today's program talking about Cover Night and everything about Cover Night. And as a reminder, local musicians unite. KDUR Cover Night is tomorrow. That is Saturday, February 8th at the Animas City Theater. Local musicians will be playing the music of Black Sabbath. Repko and Nordstrom will be with us in a few minutes, but first some Black Sabbath, going back to 1978. Off of the LP Never Say Die, this is the instrumental Breakout. KDUR Cover Night is tomorrow at the Animas City Theater, and Jason Repko and Eric Nordstrom talking all about Cover Night. They are the guests on today's music lesson. We are joined on the program today by local musician Eric Nordstrom from two local bands, Farmington Hill and the Lawnchair Kings. And on the phone with us, all the way from Seattle, former KDUR program director Jason Repko. And we are going to talk all about the history of KDUR Cover Night, of which there's another one tomorrow. That is Saturday, February 8th, which is sold out at this point. So if you got your tickets, congratulations. Ooh. Local musicians unite. They will be covering the music of Black Sabbath. Now, Repko, it's good to have you on the phone. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the program.
And Eric Nordstrom, good to have you here as well.
Always an honor, Brian.
And
thanks.
Eric, you were on this program 2 weeks ago, if you remember that.
It's like deja vu.
Totally. Now, let's go back I don't even know if I was an employee of KDUR at this time, but the very first Cover Night was Neil Diamond. Now, can either of you speak to how this happened? Why this came about, Jason or Eric?
I one of my old neighbors back in my neighborhood in Flagstaff. I moved to Durango from Flagstaff. Steve Stokes played in a band called Goodfoot. Goodfoot was a funk band and a different style than Lawnchair Kings, and we were trying to think of an event that could feature both of our disparate bands that didn't have a lot of mix. The genres were different. we had done some events at Storyville that was back in the day.
Yeah, yeah,
remember
yeah.
Storyville?
Yep.
And with bands that were more bluegrass and country, and I think I remember doing like an alternative country night with the Barnstormers and Amy Rude and people like that.
Yeah.
But this was more of a challenge, was to figure out, okay, well, how would we get the Western garage stylings of Lawn Chair Kings mixed in with the funk stylings of Goodfoot. And we thought about more of a genre neutral band, or musician, in this case was Neil Diamond. And we thought that would be pretty funny and a little bit campy. And I remember Steve starting to post random pictures of Neil Diamond around Durango, and it said coming soon without a lot of explanation. And so for me, that was the origin of Cover Night. And then I also thought that it was going to be a logistical headache. And Repco, I think somewhere down the line, I got you involved because I knew we needed to do something with the proceeds to benefit KDUR and ultimately hand off this monstrosity of Cover Night to KDUR administration.
Does that sound about right, Jason?
Well, absolutely. I think the actual handoff came quite a bit later, but right. So this is the year 2000, I think it was.
2001,
and,
maybe.
At the time, I had been friends with Eric and Steve, of course, through KDUR, and was program director at KDUR. And I can't remember the specific location or time of that year, but it was probably over a beer. but Eric pitched this idea to me, and he said, explained everything that he just laid out right there. And said, what do you think? You want to get KDUR involved in this? And I love the idea. And so I approached the prior general manager, Nancy Stauffer, about that idea. And we made it happen. The Neil Diamond Cover Night was fantastic. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years. And one other dubious show still on KDUR. Well, one dubious show and one awesome event, KDUR Cover Night, still going on. And Brian, and Eric, I'll just mention, the other day I'm driving in my vehicle and I hear KEXP, which is Seattle's flagship station, doing advertising for Cover Night.
Oh, cool! What band were they?
What a great idea that is!
On radio, all great ideas are there's no original ideas left. They're all
are shared.
They're all
absolutely
yes.
Right. Yeah.
What band was being covered up in Seattle?
I don't remember right now.
Okay,
yeah.
But so then, Jason. So then this turned out to be a good idea, obviously a good idea for KDUR fundraisers, because they've just continued to happen. Now that I'm looking at our kind of loose history, we're likely on the 23rd Cover Night with Black Sabbath night happening. Now, Jason, do you recall, was it a successful fundraiser? Did it go off okay?
Yeah, definitely. The very first one, I think did quite well. I mean, relative to, it being a first event. And then over those first couple of years, we had them at different venues. Garrett mentioned Storyville, which is of course long gone. The San Juan Room, which is of course long gone.
Yeah. So this,
there's a hit list of long gone venues in Durango, I realize, but it's amazing that the Cover Night persisted. And I mean, it was so successful at the time that people were coming up to myself, and Eric, I can think he can vouch for this, saying that we should do them more often. Our original idea was to do them once a year, but as Eric mentioned, and part, I think, of the part of the motivation for him to hand this off to KDUR, as he quickly realized that this is a lot of work.
Yeah,
I'll just stop right there.
Well, and I feel like we were trying to do this twice a year at one point. That was our ambition, it can be a headache. And I remember the very first cover night, we were just cold calling musicians because it wasn't even a thing, you know, and I was kind of seeing people in City Market or just around town just talking it up, and Steve Stokes did the same thing, and then I remember listing on the flyers just all the different bands that were playing just to also get the public interested in this event.
So who so you have the flyer in front of you, Eric. Who played the first cover night, the Neil Diamond night?
Ooh, we had the Reds, Black Honey, the Barnstormers, Lawnchair Kings, Goodfoot, Deep Blue Creek, Steve Duarte, Wanalakapia, Cloud Nine, Persephone, Funk Yard, the Stony Creek Ramblers with David Smith.
And I will say that the Stony Creek Ramblers were on many flyers, but didn't play a single one. I don't think they played. I don't think they played Neil Diamond night. But
we might have to. Well, maybe I hyped it up more than it happened. We had Rare Form, Kinajala, Gretchen Wagner, and I specifically remember during the first cover night, there was a little girl that came up on stage and did "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star." She was reading it like the poem, and then we were all kind of wondering why this was happening. But then she said, "Like Neil Diamond in the sky," and I remember the whole crowd just going crazy.
Yeah, and if we look at the list, and Jason, I do remember that once KDR took it over.
Zero Tolerance, too. Was Zero Tolerance on that first bill?
Now, that I don't think came out until Kiss Night or Prince Night.
I think I was not at Prince Night. I've been to every single one except Prince Night. I was out of town when that happened. I think Zero Tolerance did perform at Prince Night, but I joined Zero Tolerance later. So I'm not an original member of ZT. But, Jason, if we look at the list here, KDUR takes it over, and I think you and I have discussed this once, that it was so successful that Nancy pushed to have more than one a year.
She did, yeah.
And that's just a terrible idea. Maybe it's not a terrible idea, but it's with the workload. And has it gone every? It definitely has not happened every year since I became a full time person at KDUR in late 2003. Sometimes they would happen once a year. Sometimes there'd be like a 2 year lull. Like there's a 2 years between The Who and Clash night, and another 2 years between Clash and CCR and GNR. So it had not always been consistent, but it's been consistent in around January, February for the last 4 years, and they've consistently. I feel like we've gotten more organized with getting stage plots, having pre-sale. There was never pre-sale tickets for them. It was just pay at the door.
Oh no! And I'm looking at the original Neil Diamond flyer here as I speak, and the instructions were: interested and participating musicians convene at Storyville at 8 o'clock p.m. on the night of the show and come prepared to play your favorite Neil Diamond song. So there was no pre-arrangement of what songs were going to be covered. I know this became a real problem with Michael Jackson night. I think there was 5 or 6 different versions of Beat It.
Yeah.
And I know eventually we started cleaning up, or you guys started cleaning up, so people would sign up beforehand to make sure that there was some diversity in what was being covered.
Well, let's remind our listeners, we're joined by Eric Nordstrom on the program, Eric from the Lawnchair Kings in Farmington Hill, and Jason Repko on the phone from the city of Seattle, and we're talking about the history of KDUR Cover Night, and the next KDUR Cover Night is Saturday, the 8th of February, that's tomorrow, at the Animas City Theater, local musicians covering the music of Black Sabbath, which has been in my back pocket for about 4 or 5 cover nights, and it's finally happening now. May I read down the list? Because all these people ask this.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Will you all take a walk down memory lane with me, Jason, if you will, and Eric?
Absolutely.
Please. So Neil Diamond was the first one. Prince, Kiss happened at the San Juan Room. Then back to Storyville for Madonna, 2003, David Bowie. That was the one that you and I debuted at, Eric.
Blue AstroTurf. Yep.
One Hit Wonder Night. You and I played that. Michael Jackson Night. I don't know if we played the Rolling Stones. Then the Ramones night was somewhere in there with showing the Ramones movie. Then Elvis night, Then we moved to the Summit in 2006. Johnny Cash, The Who, The Clash, CCR versus GNR. The Beatles happened in a summer, and that was still one of my favorite cover nights. And we barely scratched the surface of Beatles tunes.
We talked about doing Beatles 2, or some other Beatles night, but anyway.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, the Pixies, and then we moved to the Animas City Theater in 2016 for Lou Reed and Velvet Underground, Aretha Franklin, Tom Petty, last March, Talking Heads, tomorrow, Black Sabbath. So arguably the 23rd, we think. Now, none of us had any idea that people would like this or bring it up in casual conversation all the time.
Hey, Liggett, when's the next cover night going to be? Who's it going to be? Will you do Sublime? Will you do The Doors? No, never. But have we left anybody off that we should cover later on down the line?
I think Dolly Parton. I was going to put a vote in for that.
And, okay.
I do think we need to get a female performer again. And then another quirky idea I had was Bessie Smith.
Yes,
20s blues singer.
Okay.
She was popular back in the day, but I was thinking it would be cool to do something with the 1920s too. But Dolly Parton, I think, would be good.
I would suggest for Women's History Month that you potentially do a women's KDR cover night. And so open that up to any female musician, past or present. And just one more thing I might add. So KEXP, I looked it up right now while we're chatting, is doing their second annual cover night, Clash cover night.
Oh, okay.
Second annual Clash cover night. Mm-hmm. But you may or may not know that KEXP does claim fame to creating the International Clash Day.
Oh yeah, we participate in that.
Right, so they catalyzed that for sure. I don't know. I want to say 7, 8, 9 years ago or so, they started that when Joe Strummer died. Actually, it might have been a little past further than that. One thing I just wanted to ask, if I might ask a question, Bryant, and to Eric as well. One of the things I remember is, and Brian, you alluded to this, is people making suggestions on who we should cover.
Yeah.
Can you explain as to how the selections are made? And Eric, maybe and number two, you can remember as I do our very democratic methodology of selecting the second cover night, and maybe even we did it the third cover night. Do you remember how we did that?
I think the one that was more democratic, I believe, was Rolling Stones night. That was my memory of that. I think everything else was kind of the shadow committee, and now it's kind of got and now it's
right.
sort of gotten back into some sort of shadow committee decision.
Eric, I distinctly remember on the during the Neil Diamond cover night, we actually took slips of paper from people.
Suggestions. Yeah, there was a suggestion.
Yeah,
put
them in a hat.
There was a suggestion box for many years that would have all sorts of ridiculous things in it. The Doors, Sublime, Frank Zappa. The Talking Heads were always in there.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, the one that always, a very popular one was the Grateful Dead. We have not done that yet, but maybe at some point.
Yep.
I would have to give a nod to the Grateful Dead.
Oh yeah, especially in Durango.
I think that would be appropriate. Right?
And then I think for a few years it was hitting on some kitschy things with Prince or Madonna, David Bowie. You'd certainly stepped the music thing up a notch. One Hit Wonder mm-hmm. Night was back to kitsch. Same with Michael Jackson. The Stones, they're just the Stones. Ramones night happened because the End of the Century, the documentary, came out. And that was suggested by Dave from Ska, who said, why don't you all show the movie? And then we do Ramones night. And Ed Stasium, who was living in the area at the time, showed up, who produced all those records. Elvis was Elvis, I guess. Johnny Cash was suggested. The Who and the Clash were solely guilty pleasures of me that I thought they were great. And then the last handful of years, we've left it to like a vote. We actually put like a poll online, and that's how the Pixies won, and that's how I think Lou Reed won. And then so many people had Aretha Franklin had just passed, I think, when we did her, and so many, and then Tom Petty had also passed, and Talking Heads had just been suggested for a very long time, and Black Sabbath as well. So sometimes it's been diplomatic, other times it's just been like, okay, what the hell.
There's nothing on the KDUR website right now that's any way that people could input
There's not, but okay, I could possibly.
And when you did have the poll, Bryant, would you advertise that on the website as part of marketing and whatnot?
Absolutely.
Leading up to?
And it had, I think when we did Pixies Night, we had, I think the choices then were, I think Talking Heads, the Pixies. We put in Wilco, Sunvolt, Uncle Tupelo. We lumped all three of those together. And then maybe something else was on there. You know what? What else has been suggested a lot? Bob Marley.
That would be good. That's an important one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I think we've gotten to the bottom of a few things here in this conversation, but maybe we haven't.
Well, and one thing I would like to – I always feel like I need to emphasize this to everyone is that it was never about the genre. I mean, it gets back to Neil Diamondite and me trying to play with this other guy in a funk band and I do the country punk thing or whatever. And so I think that was always kind of the intent of Cover Night. I know Black Sabbath, for example, will obviously be a little bit more heavy metal in its emphasis, but I think there's going to be some bluegrassy covers or some twisted renditions of Black Sabbath, and I think that's cool. I think it doesn't have to be the exact genre.
Oh, and I think they're always it sometimes might not have even been 100% about like the music. There were some thrown together bands in there.
Oh yeah,
that played bands, groups of people that might have never played again after Johnny Cash Night or whatever.
Warrior
during One Hit Wonder Night, or you and I, the Blue AstroTurf playing on a couple nights. We were terrible. Zero Tolerance. I remember during Zero Tolerance one time, somebody threw a handful of ice at me from like 2 feet from my face. So there's, and nowadays you get all, I mean, I want to say for Black Sabbath Night tomorrow, of the 11 bands playing, I think six of them have records. So it's turned into an established thing too.
Do you guys remember Steve Matthews?
You both hit on a number of fantastic points. And if I could just kind of dovetail off many of them, I think the Cover Night really points to just the spirit of collaboration and getting together and just celebrating the fact that we love music.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways you can put that all together and in the experimentation. And then two, it's a nod too to all the incredible musicians that are around Durango and the Farmington and the whole Durango area there. The fact that we were able to sustain this event for so many years, to watch it grow and to see these collaborations. I mean, Eric, Bryant, we can all attest to the friendships that have probably sprouted. We've watched sprouted up from these collaborations, the different bands that you just mentioned, Bryant, and just the strength of the music scene in Durango. And I think this event just highlights that, all of that. And just highlights the community in community radio itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say that, as you mentioned, Jason, the there's definitely been venues that have come and gone in this town, but I do think there's been a consistent spirit here in Durango and in the area, and that to me is really what this is all about. I know that that could be another conversation is the current music scene in Durango, but I think. There's always been a creative vibe here and a lot of community-minded people, and I think that's been, for me, what's really special about Cover Nights is getting everybody out and celebrating the local music scene.
Indeed. And having said that, now we're out of time. So we're going to have to wrap this up. Cover Night is tomorrow night at the Animus City Theater. Local musicians covering the music of Black Sabbath. It is sold out, so if you don't have a ticket, I don't know what to tell you.
Ooh.
They were on sale for weeks, so yeah.
We need to get Zero Tolerance back together.
Get your ticket next time, right?
Yes, and we will get Zero Tolerance back together for Grateful Dead, Bob Marley Night, or...
Yeah, bad rep, you have to come back out this way. K-Lig.
I'm game. We keep talking about it. Yeah, whatever the next Cover Night is, give me some heads up, and myself and Mr. Shahan will make an appearance.
M. Smooth.
And we can get the band back together, as they say.
M. Smooth. S-M-O-O-V, E-Rock, Bad Rep, and K-Lig. Arguably the worst hip-hop band in the history of anything.
Shoop, 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 shoop.
And on that note, so, well, Jason, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on KDOR. And Eric, I appreciate you coming in as well.
Thanks, Brian.
Guys, thanks for being on KDOR.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Eric.
One more there from Black Sabbath. Rat Salad, off arguably their biggest record, Paranoid. KDOR Cover Night is tomorrow at the Animus City Theater, featuring local bands playing the music of Black Sabbath. And those bands include, and this might be actually the order for the night, The Rim Band, Sir Satan Smith and the Sudsy Boys, Bob's Your Uncle, Karute Roma, Slack Babbitt, The Angry Peasants, Katie and the Muffin Tops, Little Wilderness, Ragwater, The Lawnchair Kings, and Farmington Hill. The doors for the show will open at 7, and the music starts at 7:30 sharp. This event is sold out. And if you saw the great poster for this event, know that a framed print of the image from said poster, which is the cover art from the record Paranoid, will be up for silent auction. And the poster was made by Tim Kapuska of Cabbage Creative. I want to thank Eric Nordstrom from Farmington Hill and the Launcher Kings, and Jason Repko, former KDUR program director, phoning in from Seattle. I want to thank them both for being on today's program. And I also want to thank you for listening. You have been tuned into Your Music Lesson. It's heard every Friday from 5:30 until right about now, right here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett, encouraging you to support your local and live music scene wherever you may be. I'll be back next week with another music lesson.